Our last class was God's enclosure, talking about the curtain or the fence around the tabernacle area. And all of those that are born again are within that God's enclosure. God's enclosure. Now we're going to talk about God's light. God's light. And that's the title of this message. It's only 27, 20, and 21. There's only two verses in this chapter, or in this part of this lesson, God's light. And verse number 20, it says, "And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure olive oil, beaten for light, to cause the lamp to burn always." To cause the lamp to burn always. Now, oil. Where in the world did they get olive oil out there?
Where
did they get it?
From the olive trees.
Yeah, but where's the olive trees around there? All right. It came out of Egypt, evidently.
Probably.
Or they traded for it or something, because you didn't have any olive trees around there anywhere. "And you shall command the children of Israel that they shall bring pure olive oil." Pure olive oil, beaten. In other words, crushed. And this probably is what we call extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil. Pure olive oil. The olive oil basically typifies the Holy Spirit. And the light typifies Jesus Christ. And yet Christ will say to his churches, "If I go away, I'll come to you, and I shall be with you even until the end of the age." Beaten. It's got to be crushed. Jesus Christ was crushed on the cross of Calvary. He was beaten before he got there. And he, literally, his light went out on the cross of Calvary, but yet to be lit forevermore. "The beaten olive oil for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always." Jesus Christ is always the light of the world. Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross of Calvary, when he rose in glory. He died in humility and rose in glory. Now, in the tabernacle of the congregation outside the veil, which is before the testimony, which is before the covenant, Ark of the Covenant now, the light in here, in the holy place, is the light from this lampstand. The light inside of the Holy of Holies is the Shekinah glory presence, glory of Christ and God. "Aaron and his son shall order it from evening to morning. Before the Lord it shall be a statute forever unto the congregation on behalf of the children of Israel." Now that's a short little reading. But let's go back, and I want to read something here to you from C.I. Scofield, almost word for word, the comment that he makes on these verses. "Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Zechariah 4, 2 through 6. And John 3, 34, and Hebrews 1 and 9. And Acts 2 and 4. In Christ, the oil-fed light ever burns. The light of the world, John 8 and verse 12. Here is not the light of the world. Here is not the light of the world, but of the sanctuary." The light here, and this is what we're talking about, the church age today. The Holy Spirit is our illumination in the world today. Right into the next compartment, that square, that perfect cube in there, is the Shekinah glory of God over that Ark of the Covenant. It says here, it is a question not of testimony in and to the world. This light in here is not a testimony to the world. It is a testimony to God's people of the book, the people of the book, God's people. the book that we have, the Bible. It's not a light to the world. It is not a question of testimony to the world, but of our communion and worship as believers and priests in the holiest. Hebrews 10:19-20. In the tabernacle there are two compartments, two lights. The holy place with the lampstand, Exodus 25:31. And number two, the Holy of Holies with the Shekinah glory manifested, the glory of God. These two places are now one. In God's churches today is the very presence of God through His Spirit. Matthew 27:50-51, Hebrews 9:6-8, and Hebrews 10:19-22. But it's very important to see that there are still two lights. Christ, the light of life, John 1:4, through the Spirit, giving light upon the holy things of God. The Spirit gives light upon the holy things of God, the prayer, the altar of incense, and the table of showbread. The altar of incense and the table of showbread. Prayer. God tells us how to pray. God tells us when to pray. And also God tells us to pray always. The light upon the holy things of God, the showbread, and the altar of incense. And the Shekinah now on the face of Jesus Christ. Our Lord's face shines upon us, doesn't it? 2 Corinthians 4:6. Into this twofold light we as believer priests are brought. 1 Peter 2:9. We walk in the light, not merely which He gives, but in which He lives. 1 John 1:7. We live in light. He is with us in that light. Jesus Christ is always our light. But while the commandment here to bring pure oil, it is because of our access, apprehension, communion, and transformation are by the Spirit of God. Ephesians 2:18, 1 Corinthians 2:14-15, and 2 Corinthians 3:18, and 13:14, and Philippians 2:1. Our title to His presence, our access to His presence, is through His blood. You don't get into any of this until you get to the blood of Jesus Christ out here at that brazen altar. And then baptism. Now, baptism has nothing to do with salvation. It has something to do with covenant relationship with God. In the church here that I pastor, I baptize everybody in the church. In Christ, by the authority of churches. Not my authority, but by the authority of church. Our title to His presence is the blood of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:13. For in grace ye are having been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest we should boast. For we are created unto good works. Ephesians 2:8-10 and Ephesians 2:13. But only as we are filled with the Spirit of God, Ephesians 5:18, do we walk in the light. When we're filled with the Spirit of God, we walk in the light and in His presence. Aaron and his sons typify Christ as ministers, as servants unto God. Jesus Christ came into this world to die for sinners like you and me. And we're not going to get to heaven in any other way. Now let's go back and read this from the Hebrew Bible. And we'll finish out this book. This one. And also the chapter 27. We ata tets sawi et b'nei. Yisrael yeyikchu ilaka shemen. Zahet, Zahet, that is, Zak, Katet, La Maor, Le Ha'alot Ner Tamid. Viata. And you shall keep on commanding. You shall keep on commanding. Second person masculine singular, PL imperfect. Et, signed with a direct object. The arrow was going that way, remember? B'nai. B'nai is sons. And B'nai, or Ben, means what? According to a pattern. The sons of Israel, Yisrael. And Yisrael means what? Page 975 in the Brown River Breeze. What does it mean? The man, Yisrael means the man who wrestles with God. The man who wrestled with God. Jacob wrestled with God and wouldn't turn Jesus loose until he blessed him. And then Wayi Jekihu. And let them take third person masculine plural, Kal Joseph. And let them take for themselves. That's Joseph. See, that's middle voice. The Kah is where it comes from. Unto you, Elika. There we have a preposition with a suffix on the end of it. The suffix is a second person masculine. Unto you, Shemen. Shemen means oil. Shemen means oil. 1032. Oil of a Zayeth. Zayeth is an olive tree. Zok, pure. Katheth, beaten. For light. Preposition on front of that, page 515. Light, page 22. Aor. And for, or in from light. Laha aloth. That means to set up. It means to offer or to bring up. It's a hifel infinitive. From Jalach. For, preposition on the front of that. Infinitive. Ner, lamps. Ner. It means fire, flame. Fire and flame. Ner means fire and flame. Like pier in Hebrew. I mean Greek. Pier. Pier. In Greek. Tamid. Now that doggish in the front of that faith there, that means it's a strong faith. It's not a TH, but it's a T sound. Tamid. Perpetually, forever, continually. Our last verse now. Be Ohel Moed Matutz La Paraketh Asher Al Ha Iduth Ya Arok Ota Aharon Yuvano Mi Orev Ad Boker Lifene Hadvar Chachath Olam Le Dorotham Miet Bnei Yisrael. Now in the dwelling place. Be Hoel. Here we have the dwelling place, the tabernacle. In the dwelling place, preposition, locative. In the dwelling place of the congregation. The word synagoge is the Greek word for that. Assembly, meeting place. Moed. Moed. And then Michutz. Michutz is from outside. Now, by the way, the word kahal and moed here are different words. Moed means the place of meeting. Kahal means the synagogue, the assembly. The assembling place. Synagoge, that means a place of going together in Greek. The Greeks, or the Hebrews, called their meeting places synagogues, the place of going together. But it is not the ecclesia. It is a synagogue. The ecclesia is the people. The moed. The meeting place, the congregation of the Mishutz. From outside, a preposition, oblative, from outside, to the veil. Le Fabraket. To, preposition, to the Ferachet. To the veil, the curtain. Asher, that's the particle of affirmation there, page 81. All, that's a preposition, upon. Ha, definite article, page 206. And then the testimony, the covenant, page 730. Ya'arok, and he shall keep on sitting in order. Third person masculine, singular, cal imperfect. Ito, it, sign of an direct object and with a suffix there. It, ha'aron, Aaron, a'aron. Yuvanal, and his sons, Yuvanal, and the sons of him, that's genitive plural. Me'erev, from evening, odd, and that's kind of an advancing time idea. Boker means the break of morning. Boker means break of morning. And Lifanei, before the face of Jehovah. The Havavar there, it's the word, like NRK Ein Ho Logos in the New Testament. In beginning, kept on being the word, or the Jehovah, the Havavar. Jehovah, a statute, chakuts. That means something prescribed. Chakuts. The doggish in the middle of that cough there, that means it's double. Olam means forever. Page 762. And Olam means as far as you can see and understand, and then beyond that. It's like Eon, Tony, Eon, Tony, Eon.
Say that name again.
Olam.
Olam.
And then Lidah Ratham. And then preposition in front of that. Preposition for, that's dative. For their generations. Lidah Ratham, for their generations. The generations of them, genitive. And then here we have Mieth. And there we have a preposition on the front of a preposition. Mieth. From. Sons, B'nai, sons, according to a pattern of Yisrael, the man who wrestled with God. The man who wrestled with God. I hope you have enjoyed the book of Exodus up until now. I'm trying to make the Hebrew as less boring, but I want you to learn the Hebrew also. We had, the last class was God's enclosure. That enclosure right there, and here is God's light, the light of the world. Our Father, we send this message out for your honor and glory. Father, I pray you use it to lead those to you, to confirm those in their faith and love. And that faith comes from you, I know, and from your word. And Father, just watch over us this coming year. Thank you for the year that we've had. It's been a hard one for me, you know that. I pray that next year coming up that things will do better. I pray that you help me with my eyesight and the ophthalmic migraines and my hearing also. And Father, whatever I do, help me to serve you and love you and to do these lessons because I don't know anybody else going to do it. Just give me a strength to do and finish this work that you've given me to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.